John, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily.
My pleasure.
Now, as I mentioned, you guys have been protesting this mine expansion for several years now. What do you see as being at stake?
Well, the stake is firstly the village of Bulga, because other villages around this area, which is Ravensworth, Warkworth, and Camberwell, those first two have completely disappeared because of open cut mining, and the third one, of course, is well on the way out. So there was a meeting about 6 years ago, and we had about 80 residents here, and we voted to save Bulga, and that's absolutely top of our list. And as well as that, we have woodlands here which are world unique. They are critically endangered, and yet the government is prepared to allow the mine to wipe all that out. So clearly we've got a lot at stake here, Sean.
Now, you mentioned there, obviously, looking to save the town of Bulga. What demands are you actually making?
The only demand we're making is that they stop expanding the mine towards Bulga, because this is what will destroy the village. You see, back in 2003... Rio Tinto and the state government actually signed a deed of agreement saying they will not do what they are about to do. And then about 4 years ago, when we appealed all this, when they gave it the approval in 2012, we appealed it, and they rescinded the deed. They simply set aside the deed and said, well, that is no longer applicable. So you can understand that the anger from our residents. A deed that was protecting us and protecting the environment gets scrubbed for the sake of a massive international mining company to dig out more coal. So it doesn't make us very happy, Sean.
Well, I understand you've described this as a legal error. Can you clarify what that means?
Yes. In the very first appeal that we took against the expansion of this mine, we had was what was called a merit-based appeal. And the courts reviewed the decision by the PAC on a merit basis, and the court said, no, this mine should not proceed. And then it went to the Supreme Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court of Appeal agreed with the Land and Environment Court. So what we have now is that they took that appeal right away from us. No community now can appeal the decision of the government or the PAC on a merit base. So what the only way we can move forward with this to try and stop this mine expanding is to look at the legal aspects of what the PAC delivered back in November. And there are three major ones which we say are errors at law. So they didn't follow the law when they arrived at this decision. And those three are simply, well, not simply because they're quite complex, but it failed to consider the Warkworth Sands woodland would actually become extinct, which is what our experts say. And then there's two matters which relate to the New South Wales biodiversity offset policies. And this is the first time on this project that this offset policy has been used, and it's our view and that of our legal team that they haven't followed the law. They haven't followed the policy. So I guess very complicated, Sean, but that's simply where we're heading for.
Well, obviously, some very valuable ecological land that would be lost if this mine was allowed to expand. But supporters of the mine expansion, as they do in many of these respects, have said it will bring jobs into the area. Has this difference of opinion, I guess, caused any division within the community?
Oh, there is a lot of division here. Well, in Singleton local government area generally, not so much here in Bulga, because no matter what the job prospects are, if your home is threatened, as it is, then I think, as a couple of them have said here, look, my home is my castle. It's very important to me.
Mm.
And so you get those in Singleton, generally, and outside of this immediate area of impact, who say, well, hang on a sec, my job's more important than a village, especially in this time when coal is running downhill in the way of pricing. Therefore, we should try and hang on to all the jobs we can. But that is a very short-term political view, and that's the one pushed by the mine and the politicians. We've got to save jobs. Sean, there's no way we'd want anyone to lose their job. But But there is likewise, you've got to have a limit to say, hang on a second, what price are we paying for this? Are we prepared to destroy a whole unique environmental ecology for the sake of some jobs? Are we prepared to lose another village in the Hunter Valley for the sake of jobs? Are we prepared to continue to pollute the air such that our kids will have asthma for the rest of their lives? Those are the values you've got to look at. And this is what the judge looked at the Land and Environment Court and the Supreme Court and said, no, no, the risks are too great. So jobs is important, but you've got to actually have a line in the sand where you say, but they're not that important. You can always go for another job somewhere else, and you've got to look to the local government and to the state government to promote industries in this valley which are alternative to coal, because coal is a finite resource. It's going to run out one day. You've got to look at the alternatives. And we have a coal price that is rock bottom. Most mines are saying they're running at a loss. And they're hoping that one day the coal price may pick up. But the experts are saying, I don't think so.
Mm.
So that's the view of the jobs, Sean. And we think it's too big a price to pay for jobs.
Absolutely. Well, John, I wish you all the very best of luck. It's what you might call a David and Goliath battle happening between you guys and the big company.
Yes.
Do appreciate you coming on and having a chat with us about it.
You're most welcome. Thank you.